The Americas.
79 million litres. It's on the flag after all. The world has an insatiable appetite for Canada's maple syrup.
Hammer a tube called a spile into the bark of a maple tree and its translucent yellow sap will start flowing out. The tree has been tapped. This gloop drips from some 55 million Canadian maple trees today, raw material for the tangy golden syrup, which is one of the country's proudest exports. Poring over the numbers reveals that maple syrup production reached new heights in 2022. Some 79 million litres were produced, 54% more than in 2021. Production has grown sevenfold in the past 50 years, but a warming climate is making output erratic. Ice storms helped to reduce syrup flow by 40% in 2023 compared with 2022. Industry representatives expect a return to growth this year. Canada produces 78% of the world's maple syrup, 92% of it from the province of Quebec. Strong recent production helps to replenish Canada's International Strategic Reserve. This stockpile is at its lowest level for 16 years. Yet the price of the golden goo won't fall even if there are more record-setting years to come. Perversely, the syrup's price is tightly controlled by a handful of large wholesalers who, every year, negotiate a minimum price at which the product must be sold in bulk to domestic and international buyers. The industry operates in this way with the approval of the government so that maple producers can have a predictable and sufficient income to earn a good living, says Joël Vaudeville of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers. Consumers pay the price. The 2024 season is showing that a warmer climate is a boon to production. Temperatures near zero help the sap to run. Production is beginning earlier than in the past, says Mr. Vaudeville. But climate change may also be putting the industry in a sticky situation. More frequent ice storms and strong winds can wreak havoc on maple groves, and pests thrive in warmer weather too. Mr. Vaudeville says it is too early for the industry to draw conclusions about the overall impact. But producers in Quebec are talking to forestry engineers about planting new groves in northern regions where they weren't previously viable. They also want to create a kind of industry-specific insurance against weather as dodgy as it was in 2023. Forest management is becoming more important. Canada suffered the worst fire season on record last year. Loss of tree cover increased fivefold between 2022 and 2023. The leaves of deciduous trees like maples hold more moisture than pine needles and are therefore less flammable. Prioritising them might be good both for big maple and for Canada's forests.